that will come back to haunt you. Yes?
Your anger is the seed of hellfire. Take heed. Extinguish this hell of yours, for this is a trap.
Is it or not? Really, your anger, what is your anger? Your anger is something that whenever it is activated, anybody around you will feel like being in a hell. Right or wrong? Just therefore look at it. When we talk about the fire of the hell, we are not talking about somewhere there and some real fire. We are talking about you and the anger in you, which is the seed of hell. If you don't control it, it comes out, means you're putting the people in hell. What should be done to you? Well, the hell is the best place for you. And guess what? If you let your anger be activated, you are permanently in the hell. The people around you, they could escape, you could not. Literally, you live in hell because of your anger. Yes?
The extinction of this fire is not saved by the light.
Does it make sense to you? No. But when it is in the original language, it makes a lot of sense. Because fire is nar and the light is nur. So they run together. So we always play with that. He says that, you know what? That fire of your anger could be diminished with the light. What do I mean by light? The anger, we understand, is in the animal and its fire. Light is enlightenment, understanding. And when somebody is understanding, that fellow doesn't get angry. Upset, yes. Pitiful, yes. Angry, no. Therefore, that light of understanding will kill that fire of anger. Yes?
Thy light hath put out our fire. We are the grateful. If you are devoid of the light and do not and do an act of clemency, 'tis evil. Your fire is still alive and is in the embers. Mm-hmm. Beware, that is ostentation and masking. Nothing will extinguish the fire except the light of religion.
No, light of the path. Okay. Did you understand these two verses? Key verses here. So you say, being patient. And you think it's good? It depends. Because if you are trying to look kind and patient, you're covering up. It's artificial, it doesn't last, and it's no good. Because a lot of people, they pretend that they are good. A lot of people, they pretend that they are kind, without the real kindness. This is what we call fire under the ashes. What is fire under the ashes? Every fire has a lifetime. It will burn and it will finish. The fire under the ashes will remain the same and is ready for an occasion to jump out. Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. Just controlling your anger is not it. You have to be a different person with no anger. How? First of all, look at the subject of your anger. A lot of them, you could have pity because somebody does something wrong by mistake, by being stupid. So what? Should you get angry? The animal gets angry very fast if the situation is not what they like. You see, it's I. When you make it we, first of all, you understand that it's impossible that all of us will be exactly like Nelson Mandela. Nelson Mandela belongs to a small group of exceptions. The rule is a stupidity. Should I get angry? No. Why should I react to that? I'll have pity. And I'll try my best to improve a little bit. That's the way of changing your vision, then the anger will calm down. The only thing that will calm me down is the light of the path. Because in the path, first of all, I realize that, oh, there are some people who are walking in this path. They are 100,000, but they are one. Because it's only the quality, not the quantity. Then I understand the rest of the people are the subject of all these messengers, and all these people are trying to help the others because the majority, they need the spiritual help. So I don't expect it to be that popular. This is how the definition will change. Yes?
Do not be secure till you hold the light of the path, for the hidden fire will one day become manifest. Deem the light to be a water, and cleave to the water withal. When you have the water, do not be afraid of the fire.
Okay, here there is one word, which is what? When you have the water and cleave the water. Now, it's a little bit tricky here. You remember the story of Rumi and Shams. And after Shams, there is this guy who is old and ignorant, illiterate, and the goldsmith, literally. And this is the replacement of Shams. And nobody liked it. And Rumi made them like it. That guy will mispronounce some words. One of them is chafsidan instead of chaspidan. So here the chasp would not rhyme, but chafs will. Mispronunciation. And Rumi brought it here. Nura avidan hambar av chafs. It's not a Persian word. The real word for it is chasp. But he will say chafs. And they will say, chafs is no good. Chafs is good. He said chafs. I accept it like that. Here he will bring it in to show you what? Purposely, here. Because here he is talking about the goodness of the essence, not the form. I will show you. Do you remember that guy? He used chafs. I use it because his heart was good. This is what counts. The form doesn't count. Where I'm talking about the light of the water. When I say the water, the knowledge, you mix it with information. I think I'm talking about the information. No, whether I'm talking about the knowledge. Here, I'm talking about the light of a water. I said, you stick to the water. Of course, what you need is the light. But you should stick to the water. Because water is on the earth. And there is something else you should learn from the water. I don't know if you have ever thought about this. The act of the water. Water is the humblest stuff you see on the earth. It's always running down towards the lower part. And when it goes up, it's invisible. You don't see it's going up, right? Here we say, you don't have the light, but you understand the water. Stick to the water, because with the water, you shouldn't be afraid of the fire. light is not in your hand. Remember we said, light will come to you. Light will call you. But the water, you get close, you could get close to the water. How do you get close to the water? Look at him, that old guy forgot it. My favorite story, the guy sitting on the top of a wall, the ego which is sitting on the top of the degrees and the backgrounds and experience I have, and I built up a wall, remember? And please, in that story, do not forget that coming down to the water is the second stuff. The first one is listening to the sound of the water, being a listener. This book is started with listen, remember? Listen. Yes?
The water will extinguish the fire because the fire by its nature burns up its progeny and children. Go for a while to those water birds that they may lead you to the water of life. The land bird and the water bird have the same body, but they are opposites. They are water and oil.
Do you remember them? What is that? These two birds are very important to us. Rumi talked about it. He said, the bird that you have in your home means thought in your brain are like the chicken. They are birds, but flightless birds. They cannot fly. But what about the dog? Do you remember the story of the dog? What was the story of the dog?
Did you say dog or duck?
Duck.
Duck.
First of all, I told you, you have to remember it. It's the Shams story and his father. It says, look at him. Shams and his father, they look alike, right? And they're normal human beings. Are they equal? Shams is this guy and his father is no. Why? Remember, he told his father that this is like the egg of a duck under the chicken. Then the outcome is these little ones that could swim and the mother cannot. That kind of water I mean here. I mean there are two different thinking. One is the domestic one. Means what? Means whatever you think about yourself, your interests, your life, your surrounding, and all that. It's the domestic one, right? That's a real thought? No, to us, that's silly. It looks like thinking. The other one is swimming underwater. So, is a part of the flow of the water. It will change that one, we say, thinking really. Yes?
Each is devoted to its own origin. Take care, they resemble each other. Just as both suggestion...
Beware they look like each other, not take care.
Just as both suggestion and divine inspiration are intelligible, and yet there is a difference. Both brokers in the market of conscience extol their wares.
Yeah, but of course it needs a little bit better translation here. Because he's comparing the... What? Vasvase. Vasvase means all the nasty intuition that will provoke you to do something. The provocation somehow. The other one is Vahya Alast.